Welcome. So for some of you who are new, who may be new, there being a guided meditation, which would be followed by questions. And so for the meditation, you are all muted. You're welcome to unmute yourself after the first part of this meeting. So to start with, just sit comfortably. Welcome your experience just as it appears to you, without any need to do any effort. Whatever sensations arise to you, don't interfere, just allow things to be as they are. There is no effort required to simply be. There are no problems that you need to resolve for now. Nothing that we're trying to achieve. No state that we're trying to attain. In the absence of any judgment, in the absence of any resistance, everything is fine as it is. In the absence of any identification, the wide open space is unobstructed. There is nothing that you need to protect. Everything that appears to you is transitory, impermanent, is of no real consequence, but you, this aware presence, you do not appear, nor do you disappear. Like clouds which appear in the wide open sky, the wide open sky is unaffected, undisturbed. The wide open sky has no identity. No borders, no personal definition. You as consciousness You are like this wide open sky. Bodily sensations appear to you. Perceptions and thoughts of various forms and various content appear to you. They are like the wide open sky. They're like clouds appearing in the wide open sky of different shapes, different forms. Effortlessness is your true nature. Which is this formless reality, which perceives right now this perception. The non-phenomenal reality, which is the reality of consciousness. Notice that in your experience, there is that which is perceived, but also there is awareness, the reality which perceives. You know awareness as I, as reality. Whenever you refer to yourself, it is consciousness referring to itself. You do not refer to yourself as an object. When you say I, you're referring, in fact, to the invisible reality. Which is not divided in bits and pieces. It is by mistaking yourself to be a set of sensations and a set of thoughts and perceptions that you mistakenly experience yourself as a mortal entity. There is nothing mortal about yourself. There is nothing mortal about reality, about consciousness. Everything that appears to you disappears, but you don't. The only seeking is done by the imaginary you. You imagine yourself to be lacking, to be limited. You imagine yourself to exist in time and space. You overlook that time and space appear to you. They appear to you as thoughts and perceptions. Thought of yesterday and thought of tomorrow appear to you. You do not appear within a thought. You do not exist within a thought or within a feeling. The feeling appears to you, like the weather appears to you. And perceptions appear to you, the perspective of distance, a mind structure which appears to you. Nothing within the realm of that which appears to you is telling you to identify yourself with an appearance. You don't need to identify yourself with a storyline or with memories and thoughts and sensations and feelings. There is no need for you to do that. It is unnecessary and useless. Rather than knowing yourself to be somebody with a story and a history, you're better off to remain not knowing, to remain this reality which knows itself to be, but does not know itself as something. It is sufficient for you to rest as being without knowing what this is. It is sufficient to be, because being is universal, has no boundaries, and is sufficient unto itself. Like Parmenides said, being is non-being is not, and has never been. That which is cannot not be, and that which is not has never been. Rest as being without knowing. Allow yourself to be this not knowing this. You don't need to write any script about yourself. Because you already are the reality of being. The only reality that is